Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I'm now ready.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, what up, y'all? Welcome. Wait, I forgot to say one. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I don't care about stage. She.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. For Bangers, Bangers, all 2026.
Assemble.
Welcome to the podcast. Ball Brothers is live on Tubi, please. If you're watching this for free on YouTube, and you're not on the Patreon because Patreon been active, please do us a favor. If you can't get the Patreon, you can still support us tremendously by watching the Ball Brothers. Stream it while you're at work. Watch a full one. Watch a few. Binge it all this weekend. The first 7 days is the most important. First 30 days, the next important. Then actually, believe it or not, the full 90 days is more important than 60. Yes, because 90 days says, oh, people still watching. So 7, 30, 90, 60. So watch it this weekend. There's 9 episodes, 9 cities, 45 minutes. The clips are starting to roll out. There's a lot of crazy stuff. There's a lot of sex. There's a lot of sex.
Well, not like talking about sex.
But not a lot of having, but people, well, that
none.
Was their thing.
There's actually none of having.
There's none having, but there's some stories. The clip I'm posting later today, which will be up by the time you guys see this, is a doozy. So please, please do us a favor. Just search Ball Brothers on Tubi. It will come up. Watch it for free. Have a good time.
Really
download
that,
Tubi,
man.
Get your email through Tubi. That all helps, and you can help for free. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Huh? Forgot that you come to me next.
Mama Likes.
Yeah, of course. Shop Mama Likes. Get ready for a tour. For Is This Going to Cause an Argument tour again? And my one woman show, which will be happening late summer,
September, spring, summer.
Leggings, joggers. Get ready for all of it. God dang it.
Speaking of one-man show, yes, LA sold out quickly. That's because the tickets were on sale previously on Patreon. Seattle and Portland, you guys are also getting a workshop. Very small. While I test it, it's very small. The tickets will go out first on Patreon. They get like 48, 72 hours ahead of time. Then they go public since there's not that many seats. If you're not on Patreon, you have a much slimmer chance of getting it, or you better be there that day. All right.
When you go on tour in fall?
Big tours in the fall. And if I come to your workshop city, it is a guarantee I'm not coming back. If it's a workshop stamp, unless it's like Atlanta, New York, which I highly doubt.
What about LA?
Tacoma.
Okay.
I mean, if I come to your...
You're doing like 4 or 5 in
yes,
LA, though.
And I'll probably do more in LA.
More workshop.
But I might not do a big
workshop. Got it.
Workshop. But Seattle and Portland, let me tell you what I know. Y'all better come when it come there.
Also, you said big tour. What kind of big?
Get ready, Josh.
Can you see, the fall's kind of short. You know, the fall's only a couple months.
You going to say I do and then tell her bye.
No, I do is going to be from the airplane.
Right.
How long is your honeymoon?
I mean, you know, we can talk about the dates.
I'm just telling you. Listen. On that plane. We on that plane. I ain't even gonna lie to you this time.
Oh my God.
It won't be as big as I will probably not.
No, because you said that.
I'm just not gonna say those things.
You said that.
I'm not gonna say those things. Prepare. Might be 60 cities. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Amen.
What My brain's about to say it. How many people are you allowing to see the workshop? Like, what size?
Depends. LA, it seats like 50 or 60.
But you're doing five shows, so about 250.
The Seattle venue is like 99 seats.
Okay.
And there's only one show. Portland's the place I don't have yet.
That's a good workshop size.
Yeah.
Really good.
Because, I mean, if you want to see me bomb or cry, come early, because I don't know what the show will be. You might have to come hold me. and don't you be there trying to rub my back and listen either. All right. Drewski versus the Meggie Church.
Meggie Church.
What is happening?
I heard it.
It's the coffee on an empty stomach.
Juicy versus the Juicy versus Meggie Churches.
So the funny thing about this is it was on the docket for us to talk about, but we kind of went a little OD on Richard Smallwood, and I have no regrets.
Right.
I did, and I mean in all serious Angel, all seriousness, Angel, I did not know it was going to become that big of a thing.
Really?
I promise you. I thought it was funny. His comedy level is pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. His subject matter really just changes, but it's never like, I've never seen a Drewski video like, oh, this is not funny at all, or this is so much funnier. Like, they're all pretty consistently, for somebody who don't drop all the time, when he drops them, mm-hmm. they're good.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whose turn is it this time?
Yeah.
So when he dropped the Mega Church, I was like, dang. I was like, the first thing I honestly thought was like, this production value.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Because it looks like church.
Well, I have it on good authority. It is actually in a church.
That's what I
didn't think it was in a church.
Do we know which one?
I know which one. I'm going to tell y'all which one.
You better type it in the chat now. I hit
some of my Atlanta people because I couldn't figure it out. I was like, which is kind of interesting because of how so many churches just look like stages.
Yeah.
Like if it was in a like Pews church in Atlanta, I feel like I would have known because mm-hmm. I might have been there, or you can go to their social media. But so many of the churches now have, you know, LED screen and behind, big stage. Mm-hmm. Smoke, maybe not smoke, but lights for
trust
sure.
Trust with lights.
Trust.
Yeah.
That could be a soundstage.
Who has a stage that can hold a man that's good in
290? He 270. Oh. He north 270.
That's why I said 290.
He's what, 6?
He's like 6'4". That boy up there.
He's a big man.
I'm a big man. Anybody bigger than me is big. So I thought, ain't no way. I didn't think ain't no way he would do it in the church. I'm like, ain't no way somebody would let him use their church. So I've seen people talking about it on Twitter and on Threads. Nobody would say the name. I reached out to some of my Atlanta contacts, two-factor authentication.
Oh, that's good.
And they were like, it's X, Y, and Z's church. And some of the members and the ministerial staff and some of the older saints are livid.
Amen.
Well, if you don't type it in.
I did. I just put it in there.
Which one?
In our HTT chat.
No, you didn't.
Mm-mm.
I did. I just text you.
It did not come through. Because I looked as soon as I heard the hit you. It hit Ender.
It went somewhere else. I texted to Melissa.
I was like, get in.
Okay. I don't know if y'all know this, Pastor. God dang it. I done sent you the link to the podcast. I don't know the name of it, but this is the pastor's church it is.
So anyway...
Everybody's talking about it. Lecrae, Fred Hammond. Angela and I haven't talked about it that much. So as a black woman and actress, I'm very curious of your thoughts on it.
Well, I do believe this. I believe that one of the things that makes Drewski the person he has become as far as in being well-known, having a large following, is that he's going to go across the line that you might feel is too far.
Yes, you are right.
That is what he did. When he did the Omegas, it was like, you can't do that.
Can't.
When he did the white folk at the NASCAR, you cannot do white face. You can make fun of their voice and dress like them, but you can't paint your whole body. I actually thought it was really well done, to be honest. I thought it was hysterical. Those red bottom shoes, when he flipped his feet out like a penguin, I said, that big nigga has lost his mind. And the fact that he found a Dior jacket to fit across all that back No shade.
Fitted.
It was fitted.
Tailored.
In a church that would let him harness himself.
I felt like you got to get insurance for that.
With the absolutely.
You could get hurt.
Absolutely.
If you fell from that, you could get seriously injured.
I thought, how is this different than a drama that has a shiesty preacher?
Yeah.
I think people get into
What's
that.
The one that just went off a few years ago?
Greenleaf. Yeah. I think because it's a comedy, because people don't see, I think they take Drewski more seriously than what he means. They're like maybe thinking he's making a larger statement other than there's some pastors that be doing stupid shit like this.
Yes.
I feel like that was the overall message of this is what some of these pastors look like. They'll be doing all of these antics.
Big antics.
In the church. And some of them don't give a goddamn about they actual flock.
1,000%.
I thought it was funny.
I agree. Here's my thoughts. First initial thought for people who are upset, very, very upset, and a lot of Christian I follow are upset, a lot of pastors, a lot of Christian content creators. Let me tell y'all what y'all better not ever do. Turn on HBO and watch Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, my God.
You think Drewski crossed the line.
That's a show.
Righteous Gemstones.
That's a program.
Woo!
Yeah.
And I'm pretty crazy for comedy.
Yeah.
Church. I watched Righteous Gemstones. I said, y'all going to hell.
I'd be over here laughing.
Y'all are going to hell.
Those are some of my favorite casts to watch in comedy, though.
Man, Danny McBride, Adam Devine, maybe.
Levine.
It was up some letters in there.
Uh-huh.
They, John Goodman.
John Goodman's great.
They went hard.
He threw a little statue of Jesus and they said, Daddy, you can't throw Jesus like that. He said, it wasn't Jesus, it was a karate man. That was a little karate man. They were like, no, it was Jesus. I love it.
Your southern accent is hilarious. And that's they people.
Yeah.
Karate
like
man.
They going white on white crime.
Yeah.
And they, and the thing is, when, and I don't know these people's religion, but I believe it's Danny McBride's show.
Yeah.
Because it feels like Eastbound and Down for church.
Yeah.
Like he just went from baseball to the church.
Correct.
They don't have no reverence for the house of God.
None.
They don't
care.
Care
at all.
Righteous Gemstone is I mean a million times worse.
Oh yeah.
Right? And I don't think it would cross over into the black church because if Danny McBride got up there and did Drewski's exact sketch, I don't think I doubt it'll hit the same way as Drewski.
Right.
Drewski doing it. So let me tell y'all what. Saints and Aints. You leave that. And I think they got like three, four seasons of Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
They made some episodes.
I mean, and they be
I
nasty.
Think the fourth season just came out. Third season just came out.
I think it might
like
be the fourth.
This last year, but they took a break, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's been coming on for, which I hate that about TV.
They be
going for years. Like, man, I forgot about you.
They came back and the husband is a pole dancer. I said, we're doing so much.
Season one, 2019. Season two, 2022.
No,
season three, 2023. Season four, last year.
I saw season one during the pandemic. And then there was a big break. I never went back. Actually, I think I started season two and I don't really like it.
They got LGBT, money, sex, crime.
Oh, a lot of crime.
Like,
a lot
they
of
are
crime.
Fully corrupt.
Good crime.
I mean, it's insane. So that was my first thought. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that I thought, everything he did, except the very end where he cussed at the guy and spit the gum at him.
Uh-huh.
And having money, I don't see money counters. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen the pastor lay down, but I done been in the offering when they count it. But all the like antics from the stage, I could give you a video of a pastor.
I think that's why he did that too.
Who has done either that verbatim or so close? All he did was change the words. Let me tell you. Can I be honest with you, Angel?
I'd hope so.
Can I be honest with you, Joshy?
Absolutely.
You know what my first thought was? God dang, that would have been great for Churchy season three.
Well, I saw you in his comment.
He said
Churchy season three.
You could still book him.
I would. Because y'all going to be mad. That was my first thought. I couldn't go as far as he go. I couldn't go as far as he go.
You probably couldn't do that last scene, but you could have did.
And I couldn't do the money.
I think you could. One of the first, one of our early podcasts was a nigga complaining to his flock that they couldn't get him a Movado watch.
Yeah, we did that cold open. But I wouldn't. Dang, you're right.
We did
Movado watch guy.
And then you turned it
into Lamar Whitehead, who's in jail, he basically dressed like that. Bishop Lamar Whitehead, who the robbery, did it end up being fake?
I don't know. But again.
That's why I was like, this ain't.
He took the woman's money.
Yeah, life savings.
Life savings. Took her cash. You could have did all of it. I just don't think you would have spit on one of the people.
That's where I.
And been like, F you. Your wife. I think that would have been a little too far for you.
Yeah.
And because I was waiting for the, where was going to be the cross the line moment. And I said, there it is.
He always does.
He's going to always go.
He spit on the black dude in the NASCAR. When the black dude was walking. I guess he spit on the ground.
Right.
Near the black dude.
Yeah.
So I've seen everything from defense, as far as Christian content creators is concerned, and gospel artists and pastors. Full on defense, partial defense, to full on angry, to your mocking God blasphemy.
Who's been your favorite?
Fred Hammond, Jason, the triplet, Jason VC, and Lecrae.
I think this is how I feel.
I didn't watch what they
said. They all kind of said, basically, he is holding up a mirror to the church. He pulling source material from videos I've seen. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't that pastor, you shouldn't feel no way.
Right.
Because he ain't talking about you.
Right.
Like, if you ain't, you know, somebody was to make fun of men beating their wives, I would not feel offended. Because
mm-hmm.
there would be nothing about me, even if it was black and bald and 270 and everything, like this is how they'd be beating their wives. I would never feel that way because that's not something I do. And the majority of pastors do not do that. But it ain't zero.
It's definitely not.
there are people who act like that. So had the church not given, and that's not even just black churches. That's just churches, and you ain't even got to have a mega church. I done seen some smoke in some churches that the AC's off. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all production value on the wrong thing. Don't worry about smoke machine.
On lights, the colored lights at the
sexy
front.
Church.
I'm like, what?
I don't like sexy church. I don't want production value.
I like when churches ran smoothly. That's what I call sexy church. When the people are paid to like help
start on time.
Oh my God.
I like on time church. I'm not a fan of light show church. Maybe I'm just old and apostolic.
But I also the same thing. I don't like all the long music intro. What is happening? Yeah, it's a rock concert.
And I don't like smoke machines, period.
Yeah, that's
I hate oh, no. smoke machines.
Turn the haze off.
Turn the haze. Get the haze the hell out. I don't like haze. I don't like light show. Right? I want.
But you like antics.
But I love antics.
And see?
And I love visual aids. If you came down a zip line, you know you have a friend in me.
Hi, brother.
I would be ecstatic if I was at the pastor. First of all, I done seen 7 pastors zip line in.
I've never seen one in real life.
Not in person. I mean video.
Yeah.
I've seen all type of.
Crimatime. Zip line into the manger?
Zip line. And I've seen a whole bunch of pastors have terrible, like he's like impregnate you. I mean, I ain't seen that verbatim. But
oh yes, he did. I forgot Drewski did that.
Somebody in the comments was like, a pastor said that to my mom, and she got pregnant later.
Oh my God!
Stephen Furtick was like, I'm excited. Feel like I'm on cocaine, and I never tried that before. For the record, that was like last year.
That just happened.
Honestly, clapping on 1 in 3 was more offensive to me than what he said.
Oh yeah,
y'all. I want everybody to stop. He didn't have
the in-ears. He had the in-ears too.
For the record, I said, that don't sound weird to you. For the record, for the record, that was last year. I feel like I'm on cocaine, and I never tried that before. For the record, that was last. If Drewski said that, you could point it directly to the man of God.
No man of God.
Okay, so it's hard to be upset for me. It's like, why he shining like, you know, it blasphemy, he sounded like, or... People have always thought this. about the church. And now they have the spotlight on you. All Drewski do is move that cultural anthropologist spotlight from person to person, from frat boy to Kyle Rogger to cool white boy in ATL to the Q's to the old head who rides that motorcycle to Hebrew Israelites and Hoteps to NASCAR to the church. Next week, it's going to be another. And here's what I know about comedy. Everything's funny until it's you. I used to make almost 70% more church content. Mm-hmm. Pastors doing crazy stuff. Your pastor, I mean, Josh's pastor's falling down is funny to you. Not funny to Josh. He DMing me. Take that down. That's my man of God. Your pastor's falling is funny to you. I mean, to Josh, but not to you. So everybody's okay until it comes and hits home.
I think you can laugh if it's at your pastor, if you know the truth about it. If you are aware of the truth and not drinking the Kool-Aid.
True, true. Some people.
Yeah, I think some people drink the Kool-Aid so much as you don't talk about the man.
The mom. And let me tell you what, if we want to get, can we get serious for a little bit? Jesse, Angel?
I like to.
Sometimes the man of God knows you don't talk about the man of God, and he uses that to be bad, and then he uses the man of God protection shield like a doggone anime. Man of God protection.
Yeah.
Doggone force field from accountability.
Force field.
Man of God got a side, baby. Man of God molested somebody.
Yeah.
Man of God did wrong.
So he's using
man of God protection shield to act terribly. Man of God stole the money. This is so rare, but it is not zero. So sometimes we protect them so much, we end up enabling bad behavior.
What is so rare?
Overall, the actual amount of churches with pastors who act like this is very rare.
Wait a minute, are you talking about with Drewski or the things you mentioned?
Both. No.
I don't think it's rare.
I do. Of all the churches. Of all the churches.
I don't think it's rare.
I do. And we can wrestle.
We will tussle 90, right now.
The sum stat is like 92% of churches in America have less than 100 members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most churches in America have less than 100 members. So most churches are struggling to get by. So they don't even have money to do this stuff.
Oh, of course, the Drewski stuff they're not doing. I'm talking about stuff you just mentioned.
Oh, you're talking about side baby and stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
Fornication, adultery.
I mean, probably higher than what I was.
I was like, no, a lot of them. And that's not to be like, oh, and then they're terrible pastors. Mm-hmm. I'm saying all of the pastors are human.
Yes.
All of them are human.
Yeah.
And when power and no accountability accompany the job,
mm-hmm.
they sometimes get to acting up.
They done slipped and fell in some coochie. It shouldn't have been over there. Why you got that hole open and available? I done slipped and fell the man of God. You done caused the man of God to fall.
First of all, how dare you?
How dare you have that coochie over there? Where are the stockings at?
And if you do got on stockings, why are they sexy stockings?
And listen, I can say this too, because I grew up in a lot of churches who had less than 100 members. It's amazing what a little bit of power, but total power in this small circle feels like.
Oh, yeah.
Because you the man to 88 niggas. Once you leave that community in that building, you was just the janitor, the deacon, the principal, the mechanic. But once we get in this fold, you people bringing you juice with napkins.
Oh, yeah, the juice with the napkin. Because why would you give them juice that's been touching the fresh air? Because
you got that all kind of sinful air all over my juice.
That's not, can't do it.
Cover it up.
That's why we got the diabetes. That thick ass orange juice we keep giving these pastors.
Yeah.
They just need water.
I mean, you can't go over there and talk to Bishop. There's 18 people here. Literally. We used to have leadership meetings. Like, oh, we can't have people walking up to pastor. Why? He can reach out and touch everybody here today. We not Jakes. We got to prepare for when we get there. We don't. Nothing about this ministry says we're going to reach 4,000 people. And you got to worry about Bishop Jakes. Oh, people got to usher out. We got to get the pastor out before a church let out. People going to come up and talk to him.
Mm-mm.
So? Mm-mm. We ain't. Who care? What do you mean? There's 14 niggas at Bible study.
And they're all related to you.
Six of them came from your home. There's eight additional niggas. They can't talk to you.
They can all talk to you, and it'll still be over within 30 minutes. It's that fast.
You can spend 10 minutes with each nigga individually. Hold the baby, change every diaper. Children's Church is your grandson and Angel's twins. If Angel to come to church, it's your grandson.
Hold the baby just got dedicated.
Bruh, we doing the most over what? And I feel you got to get where you want to get, but you can't implement rules for a thing that don't exist. We checking bags. This ain't doggone Staples Center.
They're like,
let these people come in and sit down. You get shot, we just going to be surprised.
What? Surprise.
A nigga done got a gun in here.
Now, what? Why is that? Oh, because he slept with his wife. That's what happened.
Yeah, I used to be mad when we selling tickets and stuff that was free yesterday. What you mean tickets for church? I was here last night, Bible study.
What tickets they be selling for what?
We like had, like, little conferences and stuff. Wednesday Bible study, I'm here free. The Thursday, though, we got the person coming from Jackson, Mississippi. Now it's $40.
Kevon Sage coming.
Nick, when I come.
You see?
You pay that money.
Now, that's different. Well, I don't go to this church. But I ain't charging you to. I'm paying you to make you laugh. Mm-hmm. I ain't charging you to pray for me. So, I feel you. I don't totally agree, but it is more than what I thought. I thought you were talking about, like, stealing the money and stuff like that.
No, I think that's such an
easy stereotype to hit, too. Most pastors don't steal the money, but, again, it ain't zero.
Right,
and most pastors don't abuse the members, but again, it ain't zero. And it's
The thing is, I don't know if I would say most
okay, 100% of 100% of pastors of all. I'm talking about from three members to the biggest church. What percentage of pastors do you think are legit, upright men, no issue?
At most 40.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think 60, more than half of the pastors do something that. That would be considered scandalous.
Yes.
I wouldn't go that high, Angel.
I'm there.
I'd say.
I'm there.
68%. 72% are all right. Ain't do no wrong.
Oh,
ain't corrupt.
That's so
I'd say seven out of 7 out of 10 pastors, maybe even 8 out of 10. I would say 8 out of 10, 80%.
That's a lot of small churches, Kev.
It's almost all small. I'm telling you, it's almost all small churches. Them men ain't got no time to do nothing.
Even the ones that ain't doing nothing really scandalous have a secret life that they don't want their church to see out of trying, and I'm not including them, out of trying to present a picture that does not falter cause their members to feel some type of way.
Yeah, and low-key, if I can be honest, I think some of that is the church's fault, the church members' fault. We place pastors and people in leadership on a pedestal, and we remove them from being able to experience the world as a regular layperson. And in turn, they have to hide I'm talking about, like, say, watching Power, right? So many pastor friends who be like, I can't even talk about Power publicly because the church gonna be like, why are you watching that? It got cussing and stuff like that. So I think sometimes people put stuff on you. It's like the way they treat PKs. Like, if you the pastor's daughter, I mean, you the pastor, your kids and my kids are the same age. What your kid and my kid do if they did the same thing, right? Say they got suspended for fighting, they gonna go so much harder on your kid than my kid. And all in all, they're both just teens. And that usually has such an impact on you, the pastor's kid. And my kid is allowed to just grow up and make mistakes. And I feel like that pressure and spotlight impacts them, and then in turn they often end up acting out, but it ain't all their fault. That's my thing.
I definitely feel like you still have the onus to be authentically you and let people figure out what the hell.
So let me ask you this. I want to make sure we're on the same page. When you say secret life, are you talking about like I drink but I don't talk about it, or I'm doing something sinful and I'm hiding it?
I'm saying that both can happen, and I'm saying even the upright ones, the ones that are not doing anything scandalous, a lot of them still have this little portion of, I be drinking, but I don't.
You think that part that they're hiding is, like should be hidden? You know what I mean?
I'm saying it shouldn't. I'm not saying you should be on the mic and being like, I got tipsy last night on my second glass of wine. But I do think it's a thing of, I don't want them
to know.
I don't want them to know. It is it's not being, it's the difference between, like, it's more of a sneaky.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like hiding.
Versus I'm being private. It is I am being kind of sneaky.
Okay, secretive. So let me rephrase. Let me ask you this then. 100% again, how much? What percentage do you think are doing something secret and scandalous?
Oh, I'm still at 60. I wasn't including those people in the 40.
Oh, yet. You okay?
Those people just, I'm just saying disagree. Are 40 or yeah, in the 40%.
I got you.
I'm like, if the ones that I'm saying are upright,
mm-hmm. upright
are being a little sneaky mm-hmm. about certain things.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, especially because there are so many men. Especially because there's so many
Because men, you know what they gonna do, Joshy. Wrong.
And how often? Every time.
They gonna
yeah,
do it.
It's so many men.
It's I'd say what, 90, over 90%?
That's
93, 90. It's actually maybe 96. It's actually very rare that it's a woman pastor. Mm-hmm. Boy, a woman pastor? It's rare.
Yeah. So
very rare.
The high amount of men, and it's not that they're, and I'm not even saying that in their heart they want to be scandalous,
mm-hmm.
but their penises.
And you know, they say absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah.
And it don't take a whole bunch of people, man. I done been in some churches. I just be like, boy, y'all let, and I'm not even talking about the pastor. I'm talking about deacon. Mm-hmm. Whatever, y'all let the smallest amount of actual power go to your head.
Yeah, absolutely.
This ain't worth all that.
And they ain't got to do the work of a regular man. What I mean is that a regular dude sometimes got to go hunting for the opportunity mm-hmm. to
mess up. Oh yeah, they throwing that coach at him.
There are willing participants,
yeah.
both men and women, mm-hmm. that are like, I'll make it easy.
For sure.
I know what your schedule is. I know what time I can meet you, and then I'm going to go along my way.
One of my pastor friends posted this on his close friends that I'm in. He's actually posted a lot of women who, and I'm talking about, God told me to give this to, I mean, and it's very confusing on things I don't believe the Lord would actually say. Because mm-hmm. some of these people are, their mind, mm-hmm. they're outside of it. God told me to give this coochie to you. The Lord don't even speak that way.
My God.
Y'all not married? I mean, and he posted a DM. Like, I'm thinking how you wrote, first of all, don't think God said coochie. Mm-mm. I don't think.
My Lord
of hosts ain't never said no coochie word. So, and stop putting God on stuff that you just want to say. Mm-hmm. Just say it. Don't try to get God involved mm-hmm. in shenanigans.
Right.
I agree with you. I think that's the part of like, you might even have good intentions starting off, but you won't have maybe good discipline right. or consistency or boundaries, and you succumb after X amount. Or this often happens in the church, not often, but it's happened enough that I can, you know, repeat it. Mm-hmm. Pastor, artist, singer, musician was not cool, fresh, whatever when they were young, but they have a gift to sing, play, preach. That in the church, regardless of your outward disposition, you ain't got to be physically fit. You ain't got to be tall. You just got to have, you know, the pulpit is up. Sometimes only two steps. Sometimes the musician pit is usually elevated. So you get up there on that mic and now you are more attractive and you ain't been attractive.
You've been ugly.
Uh-huh. You've been fat.
And you still ugly, but that power, put that good filter. Put that good filter, contour you. Sorry, continue. Contour the nose, fill in everything on your beard, fix the hairline. Everything comes together with the filter of the pulpit.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree.
And it is not that I'm saying that all the 60% are constantly living
mm-hmm.
in the scandal of it all. I am saying 60%.
Oh, you're just saying have fallen.
While they have been pastors and possibly have not even admitted it. They're
but
like,
they got up.
Some of them.
They fell down.
Mm-hmm.
They got up.
I'm saying 60%. I'm not saying 60% okay. are in full. Like
That's
I'm just
what I thought you were saying.
Doing this foolishness.
Got you. So I think as in most things go, and honestly, if say, right. Let's just say my pastor had a designer jacket or shirt with all the logos. And Drewski wears that too. I'm a member there, and I'm on what you were saying. Like, I'm not able to separate. I could see you. You have a transference of offense. How dare you talk? Let me tell you what. As I was saying that, I realized there's a protection of that pastor. And sometimes, I'm being honest, Angel, there's a deification of the pastor.
Yes.
There's a little too much deification.
Yeah.
You, in my life, only speaking from my experience, we raised that pastor up. He might get, but you're supposed to be Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Pastor up in there in the mix.
Oh.
I ain't seen nothing about 100%. Jesus.
100%.
Can't do no wrong. How dare you? How dost thou? Listen, if you read the actual Bible, the people challenge God directly more than the people on earth allow you to challenge the pastor. The people be like, God, Jesus was like, hey, man, if this ain't got to be your will, let this cup pass from me, because I really ain't really trying to get.
I don't want
to
do it.
If you were to ask me, young JC, I don't want to get crucified.
Kind of
scary, the whole death of it all.
Yeah, don't sound
so fine. Nevertheless, you know what I'm saying? So to speak, if I got to get killed, I'll do it. But, you know, I'm talking about Jacob wrestling with the angel. God, who are you? Job was like, man, where are you at?
Right.
You done seen these boils and lepers, my family dead. Where are you? Like, people were allowed to openly criticize and question God himself more than we are allowing people to criticize and question a person who just knows God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Girl, I didn't cut you off a million times.
Conversation on Facebook, because I do lives on Facebook on Thursdays now, but I wasn't giving my opinion of Drewski. I was letting people give their opinion of Drewski. And one of the things I said, the biggest struggle for me right now as we are like trying to find our new church home is that I don't have a, it's hard for me to find the purpose of a pastor in my life.
Say currently. More.
In the
you sense, think you don't need
it? No. I can understand that I can be taught by someone who knows better than me. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that would be the case of the person who has the title of pastor. That's not always the case.
Yeah.
But because I do not deify pastors and their word is not absolute. Because I'm like, now he going to have to tell me that what you said makes sense. Yeah. Or what you just said is just thrown out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
I am struggling with the way the structure of a church mm-hmm. is that the final say comes from the pastor. So kind of it's kind of like a corporate job where the boss has the final say, except for this we're talking about. My spiritual
life. Where do you think they would have the final say in your life?
I think some pastors want that, though. Do you understand?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm saying to you, like, where do you think that would even, like, play in?
It wouldn't. That's the issue.
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
Where they used to have total control.
Right.
Like, they say, don't do that, don't do that.
Even from a career perspective.
Yeah, from any type of perspective.
You can't tell me nothing, actually. But like, let's just say this. You can't tell me nothing. I'm Colt 45, big angel.
Right.
Turning 46 this year. What you talking? Matter of fact, I might be older than you.
Correct. And I don't want to cause any type of disruption in anybody's like church necessarily. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, so what other than preaching, do you have any other, I don't want to say value because that sounds so demeaning.
Yeah, you're just holier than thou now.
Shut up. What is your purpose to me if I become a member of your church? What are you expecting of me and what can I actually tell you that I'm actually going to give to you?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a really interesting thought. I'm trying to think of something where it's like, because younger Kev, right? We've talked about this before. Remember when I had the chance to open for Lonnie Love at the parlor in Bellevue and my pastor told me I couldn't. And I just said, like, I can't. Kevin today is like, nigga, what? I'm going to Lonnie Love. I've worked hard for this opportunity.
Right.
But, you know, 20-year-old Kev, or maybe I wasn't 20. I was like 26. It was like telling your parents, no, You know what I'm saying? 42-year-old Kevin. I wouldn't even tell you. I'm just going to do Lonnie Love.
This is what I'm doing.
There's not an opportunity for you. What do you mean you're telling me to, like, God bless y'all.
I'm so belligerent.
Friday through Sunday, y'all.
I don't want your opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't even, it's not even, you know, before it was you can't. That was a command.
Yeah.
Now I don't even want to hear, you know.
Here's what I think.
Yeah, shut up.
You know what's funny? I feel like you're touching on something that happened a little bit of times in my life, but I wasn't fully able to do it until I moved here. I think I needed to move from Washington because it was like everybody was a parental figure. I remember when me and Melissa were buying a house, and Melissa's mom, it's so funny in hindsight. Me and Melissa were buying a house. We both worked in banking, and we knew, this is during the housing boom of like, when was they born, 06? 06. So we had to be trained on all the loans. I could sell you, boy, Angel, I could sell you 7 different home loans. I could, 06, Kev, gonna get you in a house. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. I could get you in a house,
you
brother.
You gonna get in there.
I could get you 1040.
I'm gonna get you in there.
I ain't gonna be, now, listen, 3 years from now, you probably come out of battle.
There's a reason why
I always have it. Once that arm, that adjustable rate mortgage expires and that thing go from 4%, to whatever it is today, and your payment go from $1,500 to $6,000, I done got my bonus already. They ain't gonna make me no never mind. So I had just come back from training. Me and Melissa had both take training on the Acorn Loan, which was the first time home buyers program for non-military people to help you with a down payment. And more importantly, now not even help you. You could do 0% down and no PMI. Because usually you do 0% down, and that 20%. Is another loan, private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
This Acorn program allowed you to get your whole loan financed at one interest rate, no ARM, no PMI. When I tell you, but you had to have good credit for that one. Now, you have bad credit, I got to walk you over to this ARM. Because if you a risk, we got to take a risk, right? Or we'll just lie. For a certain amount of income that wasn't technically proven at this time in my life, credit was not as important. Be that as it may. Me and Melissa's buying a house. We talking to Melissa's mom about it casually, right? And she's changed now, but at this time in her life, this is how she was. So she's like, okay, make sure. I'm not saying allegedly, y'all. Ain't no alleged.
This is.
Oh, they're saying you lying about giving people loans because that's a federal crime.
No, I'm not lying.
No. They're saying that's a federal crime.
No, I didn't do this.
That's what they're saying, allegedly.
Oh, no. I'm just saying this is how it worked. I'm saying I got you.
Okay.
Allegedly. But we tell Melissa's mom, you know, because me and Melissa had good credit, good job, no down payment. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody going to help us. No gift, no nothing. We go having dinner. Hey, Melissa's mom, we going to buy a house. Here's what we're thinking. Blase, blase, blase. What do you think? Great idea. I think it's so smart. You guys take advantage of this. Just make sure you run it by a pastor. And me and Melissa looked at it. We're like, why? Well, you know, he's just a man of God. We're like, so, I mean, he's not a banker, though. She's like, just to make sure he thinks it's a good decision. And we were like.
A financial.
Yeah, he was a smart man. But
of course.
And I remember being like, and I told her this because somehow I can get away with stuff with Melissa's mom that she can't get away with. I was like, Ma, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I think I know more about this than he does. Uh-huh. Like, this is my job.
I want you to know the candle just fell off of the shelf here.
See? Oh, because it was
the man of God.
The NAACP award scooted it off.
Jesus Christ.
The certificate.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I was like, Ma, I'm not going to do that because we have already talked. We have already decided, we have taken the class. We don't see the necessariness of running it by him because I wouldn't ask him if I'm buying a car or a hoodie.
Right.
And yes, it's a big decision. That's why me and Melissa talked about it. Like, we just telling you. Mm-hmm. Same way we just tell our parents, like, and mind you, we was only, 23 at the time? 23? Mm-hmm. But like, y'all not gonna pay the mortgage.
He's not.
He not.
No.
So what I got to...
In fact, he's cutting into the mortgage money.
Come on, 10%?
But that's how a lot of churches are.
Hold on, I got to post this thing real quick, but I'm still listening. You just talk for a little bit.
Yeah, can do. I always go to a church where they would if somebody would be like, I think I'm going to move to such and such, I feel like that's where the Lord's calling me, the pastor would be like, mm-hmm. no.
Oh, my God.
No, that's, we don't see that as what God is calling you to do. Or even with marriages, even with yes. like, you know what? Y'all should get married. Y'all should tie the knot. Mm-hmm. What? That is such a huge decision
Absolutely.
For you to say. It just, me personally, and where I am in life, and because I don't deify pastors, I respect them, and I do respect how heavy the load is to be a good pastor.
Yep.
Heck, it's even heavy to be a bad pastor, but to be a good one, yes. to be one that actually cares and yes. really does want to see their members prosper, not and be mentally well,
and mentally well,
be mentally well and financially well. I know that job is really difficult. I just feel like if you are not my personal therapist or my husband, it's going to be real difficult for me to want to hear your unsolicited advice.
Yes.
Now, if I ask you for advice, by all means, thank you. Yeah. But when I don't,
yeah,
I'm kind of like, no.
You also been grown longer because you came here at what, 2022?
I've been, what you mean, out here?
Yeah, to LA.
2003.
So that's what, 23 years ago?
Yeah. Well, we'll be at the towards the end of the year, yeah.
And you 45 now?
Yeah. I came out here when I was
23. That, let me tell you what, let me tell you what I know about my life. There's an interesting thing about when all the bills come in your name.
Yeah.
How much less input from people who are not paying those bills mm-hmm. seems to hit. And I'm talking about from the first apartment I got when I was 19. Uh-huh. And I'm not even saying like people telling you what to do. It was just like knowing exactly. We grew up very similar, all three of us. There was a time in our life we knew exactly how much money in that account. Mm-hmm. And until
exactly
that
how
next
much a double cheeseburger cost from McDonald's.
Brother, let me tax. Tell you what. I'm surviving off of AMPM burgers. mm-hmm. That's a key part of my life. Mm-hmm. If AMPM go up 99 cents to 109, Jesus Christ, Amy. What y'all doing? So once you get there, I'm going to backtrack on what I'm saying. If your mind goes that way, there are people who are basically the counter opposite of you and I now at the same age. Yeah. Who, if the pastor says, Angel, I don't think you should wear your hair in twists. I think it should be whatever. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, a big thing at our church was like earrings, lipstick. Mm-hmm. Pastor told you don't wear lipstick to work. And I remember my grandma being like, this man don't come to my job. Like, but there was a lot of the other women in church.
They said, take it off.
What if the pastor sees me? What if he doesn't approve? I'm not like we grew up in a no pants church. No,
so did I.
Yeah, and we grew up in like we were progressive because we had women preachers. There was women. Yeah. There was churches in our district that
didn't have
women preachers. So we were considered progressive, but we not so progressive that you can wear lipstick and pants
and pants that's
and earrings.
Ugly.
You need to come in here ugly.
We
if you're a woman,
makeup.
You come in here bare face. Mm-mm. Get here ugly. No lashes. You get here beautiful, you gonna cause the man of God to fall. No. Why it's always, how come a man never handsome enough to cause a woman to fall?
Oh, because.
You ain't never seen it go the other way.
Because a woman is supposed to have self-control. A man is, circumstances happen to him. And you are the circumstance. You are the stumbling
block.
You
are the you with your ankles out.
You are the rock, and you the rock itself floated and beat the man of God upon his head. Somebody said, Angel, you trust your therapist over your pastor. Yes.
Mm.
I would.
Now, here's what I'd say. I trust my pastor in my pastor's area of discipline, which is the Bible, mm-hmm. the things of God. Growing up, for me, myself, Kevin, we trusted the pastor in everything. The Bible, health, finances, stocks. We was talking just go over your financial, which sounds crazy now. Go over your financial investment plan with the pastor. He did not go to training for this.
Right.
He's not a financial advisor. I trust the therapist, man, to do therapist. Mm-hmm. I trust the car mechanic to fix my engine. I trust the man of God on matters of the man of God. But I need experts in their field of that. I need open heart surgery. I'm not going to be like, Pastor, grab that scalpel. Man didn't go down to medical school.
He's a man of God.
Okay. And the God of man done taught them people to be doctors.
Here's how you going to open you up.
With a butter knife.
Get in there and, Kalima. So you back up.
No. I trust the pastor on things within his area of discipline. And I hope he went down to seminary, because I ain't have a whole bunch of pastors went down to the sim.
Oh, no. They just feel the glory of God. And they're like, I know what he said.
You talking about pet cemetery? No. Theologian stuff.
They're like, no. I can be very vulnerable with my therapist and really feel like what I'm saying is going nowhere. But in her notes to reference when we come back to.
Yes.
With pastors, because you feel more like family,
mm-hmm.
Kind of weird structure of a family, but family nonetheless.
For sure.
There's certain things that it's just like, nah, I ain't telling you that.
And also, Angel, your therapist, there is a curriculum in school. There's training. There's years. There's a skill set you have to attain. I was following Kier Gaines, and he Love just him. Talked about he's actually able to practice now, and he had listed how many hours of
it's a lot.
I said, you know what, can I just say, and this ain't to bash, we just talking, we just unruly cousins and a Spanish guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we are. Mm-hmm. Marriage enrichment and stuff, we taking the pastor's word. He giving us the advice that worked for him and his wife. Mm-hmm. One of my greatest early mistakes, and he meant well and she meant well, trying to apply their marital advice on a one-to-one relationship to Melissa. They got different love languages. These are different people. One of the first things Melissa said that cracked that sky for me. I remember, I was Pastor Sam. Mm-hmm. I ain't no different than the people I'm talking about. I done grown up, but I wasn't always this way. But Pastor said for his wife, he does this. She said, I'm not married to him.
Period.
I'm married to you. So I don't care what works for his wife. My name, Lissa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what he says he does for her. His wife was a gifts love language.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over here, you know, and one time he said jokingly in men's thing, whatever we used to call it, it was like a men's group. You know, you want the draws, he joking, give her a gift. You give her a gift, you get the gift. And he fake pulled his panties down. When I tell y'all, I wouldn't stop by Safeway on the way home.
Oh my God.
Got a teddy bear, bouquet of roses. I said, and that's not Melissa's gift. And she was cleaning the kitchen. I said, here you go. Got a gift.
How come I don't see your puss yet? What's going on?
Now I want some. 6'12". But He said this. He said this.
Why not work?
And she took that. Pleasant. Thank you. Sat it down and continued what she was doing. So now I'm sitting here hard peeing like it didn't working for me.
The teddy bear and the bouquet didn't work.
I did my thing. Now you do hump.
Come on, hump. And y'all, this is not to say I have met some phenomenal pastors. The church that we're flirting with right now.
Not flirting with.
That's what I call it. We flirting with it. I really do enjoy their pastor, especially Pastor Drea.
I love them.
Yes, I think they're
amazing. Good people.
She is. I can tell.
Yes.
I can tell.
She's good people.
So this is not to say, even I love, I was flirting with.
Stop saying that. You batting eyes at the house of the Lord.
I be flirting with the church. With Erica Campbell and Warren Campbell's church.
That's where I go.
And you don't go there. But
I be up in there.
You ain't been.
I've been.
They ain't seen you.
Sometimes.
Love them. I have met our old pastors. Oh my goodness. If they were closer, we'd be right back with them.
Yeah.
And they were old. You know, they ain't got none of this flashy stuff. They too, and I mean old elder, it all sounds bad the way I say it. They were mature in age.
Senior saints.
Yeah, and listen, not here for no foolishness. It was the word and the word only. And I was like, give it to me.
To me straight up. Give and it I to ain't me. Using no YouVersion. I want Bible pages. I want lick, lick, turn, turn. Highlighted. Concordance.
Loved it. However, comma, there are, like I said, I feel like a good portion of churches where we went to visit. I think I might have told y'all this story. I'll tell it real quick. We went to go visit a church when me and Marcus, it was just me and him. I don't even think we were married yet. We were living together.
Shacking up.
We did. We shacked up for that to split that $1,200 rent.
God is not pleased. He ain't now and he wasn't there.
Well, he needs to get on Los Angeles with these dang on rent rates, okay? We drove all the way down to where the black people are, right? Mm-hmm. And went to this small Baptist church. Because I'm just looking up. It's hard to, I couldn't find black churches.
Yeah.
So I found one. It sounded like it might be black. I called. I said, hey, what time does your service start? They says it starts at 10:30. And I said, okay, thank you. And the woman says, excuse me, wait, the pastor wants to know if y'all coming.
Just that quick?
Yeah, I said, yeah, we're headed down. We're headed down. We go, it is the smallest little Baptist church.
You should have known by that.
Yes.
Did he hear? Am I on speaker?
Right. He said, the pastor want to know if y'all coming. It was one of these pastors that do, it is a small church. They still going to do the antics if they can do it. He did a whole little skit, had somebody be Lazarus, laid out, wrapped in clothing. We wait for Lazarus to rise from the dead. It was the most, the sermon was so, it got to a point that it got so funny that I felt bad because I'm laughing out loud.
Yeah.
While he's preaching. And I was like, see, no. This ain't it.
This ain't it.
Because the pastor should have already, service had already started. That was the problem. I was like, how does the pastor know I'm on the phone? Ain't he supposed to be in the pulpit? Or is the phone in the pulpit? Did the woman answer it from, hey, y'all hush up, stop playing the music. Hello? So anyways, been to some not so great churches, been to some amazing churches. I'm just trying to figure out what if we join a church.
Why don't you start one?
Oh.
Well, so we can all go to hell?
That's the Lord. Maybe he's calling you.
No, we know who he done called the pastor. Y'all already give off pastor and first lady.
Oh, he ain't called me. And I'm talking about a whale going to have to bite me. And I mean it dead serious.
Go on a cruise again and watch it.
And that's why I don't go. That whale going to have to come on dry land.
Melissa gives first lady vibes.
Tarshish.
She's even got the nails of a first lady.
Tarshish. Where's Nineveh? This way? Tarshish. And no. I mean the whale going to have to come down the 405. Ow. And I'm going to be in there for 7 months. No, God, kill me dead.
No, you come
y'all out. Not going to put that on me.
It's going to be called Churchy God in Christ. No.
Kill me dead, God. Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
The Lord going to have to crack the sky. Cam.
Yeah.
It's me. La, 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 la.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you, Melissa gives first lady. That sells
no,
it right there.
Don't.
Yes, she do. And you know Marcus Anthony Tanksley couldn't be a part of no church.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have the dog in there.
What about Mama Dorothy? She can start one.
Oh, she's had one.
Peter Kane.
Sit down.
How long did she have a church?
Was it 15 years?
It well, felt like
she had a church for 15 years?
I might have given it more years than would have had, but it was some years. Yes, my mother was she a pastor. The pastor.
What was Dorothy Church called?
God's Powerhouse of Deliverance Ministries. Yeah.
Of course it was.
God's Powerhouse for Deliverance Ministries. Yes.
What was the congregation
choir coming
like?
Up. We got an A selection.
What was the congregation like?
Oh, It was everybody that needed deliverance.
Because that's the power.
This it needed, everybody needed deliverance. Mama said, it don't matter if you still in sin, you're going to come up in here and you still going to serve. Yep, you on the drums. I know you got a baby by somebody else. They got to get on these drums. Yes, ma'am, you're going to be singing. I know you pregnant by somebody that ain't your husband. Get up here.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I used to have to count the offering, and I was already living out here. So
how do you count the offering?
So when I would go back for the summer, I would have to be the person, because she's like, I can trust that you are not
get in here and work it.
Going to take any of it.
So you were a PK for a little bit while you were shacking up?
I've always been a preacher's kid. I was a pastor's kid.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's capital PK.
Yeah,
lowercase PK is preachers. Capital is pastor.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the years. But
yeah. Oh, you didn't go back in the summer when you and Marcus were together, did you? Because you were out here for some years before Marcus came, right?
Yeah. I was out here for 3 before he came out.
So 22 to 25 or 23 to 26?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that was the time, during this time, is when you went back and count the offering.
Mm-hmm. Be sitting there counting. Then we would have to come back for pastor's anniversary, come back for all the things.
How much was the offering hitting for God's Powerhouse of Deliverance?
I can't remember, but most of it was my mother's offering that she put in.
That's the type of pastors that I'm talking about.
If the offering was, say, something like, I'm going to pick a random, if the offering was $2,000, $1,500 of it was given by Dorothy May Moore, okay? $1,500.
Put that right back into the church?
No, that's what I'm saying. Her money was what was keeping the lights on, everything.
There's a lot of, that's what I was saying earlier on. There's a lot of pastors that are subsidizing the church versus the church subsidizing their life.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about my pastor back in Washington. I'm talking about, I've known a few pastors who retired from the military, and their retirement from their second job, mm-hmm. you know, they go military, then they go government job usually. Their second job is what they lived on, mm-hmm. and they poured that military retirement into that church for me, you, and Josh, and Baby Yodes to be in there. Mm. For years. And why you have a church of less than 10 members for years is crazy.
And my mother went to preach at a revival. I'm not going to say where. She said, Angel, there was 4 people.
Oh, my God.
She said the rest were on Facebook Live. I said,
oh, my God.
When I tell you I was so mad at her, I said, you stop going there. You stop it. You could have did this via Zoom. You could have did the revival from your house via Zoom. She was like, they didn't tell me that a lot of their members no longer come in person. They just watch it. I said, and you didn't have to be there in person.
FaceTime me in there. Yeah. If you're not coming, why I got to come?
Why?
I got StreamYard.
I said, let me tell you, you go back down there and see if you don't get in trouble with me. You go back down there.
Put me in the box with the people. Listen. Stack me on top of them and put the hearts so you don't come on my face. Put me on the top and have them on the bottom and have the hearts go on the people.
Yeah. High five. High five in the name of the Lord. High five. Give the Lord a high five.
I just said come in my face.
Yeah, I was let you rock.
All right. Josh, you give everything up until that point free to the audience.
Up until this point?
Up until this point.
Oh, wow.
It's a great day. I'm feeling good. The Ball Brothers is out. Free Patreon. I want to talk about Kai Sinan, his reading. Put that behind the paywall. So
I'm so proud of that boy.
There was people online talking about Kai Sinan's reading. Let me play you the clip of it, and then we will talk about it, me and mm-hmm. Angel will.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.